אבל הוא ביקום משתעמד. זאת אומרת, זה ניצאות מקסים מחוש של המומרי. אם הם היו אין לזכוש את השווי הזה, צורך ממש, ולא נקל לכם מה, that even in this case, he is not called, he is not considered חוש של המומרי. Why? Because we say that he denied the whole death also because of השתעמוד ביקום משתעמד. So he's not חוש של המומרי. But without נקל לכם מה, I would say, that where he denied the whole death because of Ishtamu Bikam Ishtamu, then he is a Chosh Lam Omeneh. So come ask for him that even this doesn't make him a Chosh Lam Omeneh. All right, go ahead.
Now, we left off the Mored of Jumon Bey. אבל דו עשיתי לקל נימר או אחרים אלו עם קומשו לא קל אחרים. נאו זה איזה מחלקת בצין רשם דייצר. איך זה פשם עם די גמור. די גמור את קשי וואז, why do we have to resort to the קל אחרים רבי אלפוסי, we can know this הלוכה, זה תהיה עם המחאי אפשוי, מפרד הסבור. בתור עשה, זה מלמיק את החיים שוי, so then, by מפרד הסבור, why should the mnemonics of the Eidi be inferior to the mnemonics of the Idoim. So just as the mnemonics of the Idoim is Mechayev, the Mitzvah Yishuwe and the rest, so the mnemonics of the Eidi should also be Mechayev, the Yishu, the Mitzvah Yishuwe and the rest. So we don't have to resolve the Yalfus, the Kamachim of Yalfus. The Gemara says no. If not for the Alfuse, we could distinguish between Mitzvah Asura, we could distinguish between Hidore and Hagoreteh. Why? Because according to Rabbe, so the only reason is why Mitzvah Chayeshwe, because Ishtamudikom Ishtameh, I would say, Ishtamudikom Ishtameh Kisayeh, where he was king of the Hakim, and they testified that has he owns, then I would say Ishtamut Ikom Ishtamet is not Shayach. So then there is a ma- so Ishtamut Ikom Ishtamet is not Shayach. So in Mele, there shouldn't be issue. So Kamashmul Kalachayim, there is issue. Now, in connection with Gemara, V'hai Bechule Boi Noi. So insofar as the first kasha raised by Rabbi, the Maum Botei Omir Tainim, Chazokim Omir Tainim, V'achiri, V'hai Bechule Boi Noi, V'hai Bechule Boi Noi. So Rashi and Tetis have a say. All right, Rashi mentions the expression Mishvavei, the Tetis says Mige, but they mean the same thing. In other words, why does the Torah say that they mean Mitzat, Yishai Bishuwe, he should be potter of Yishuwe because of the Mige, because of the Mishva Veide. So because of the Mige, he should be potter of Yishuwe. He should be potter of Yishuwe. So this is what Rabbi's first question. The answer is, because in the Mige, in other words, he cannot be named Mige, because what's Mige? Mige is a Chochet. In other words, this man is not interested in telling a lie. Mamu Rishakya, if he's interested in telling a lie, he could have told him a much better lie. He could have been Kifahak. No, the answer is no, he doesn't have the hose. It requires a great deal of hose to tell the lie that he is a Kifahak. Oh, so Mamele, there is no Yichor. So there is no reason. Then the Gemara says, V'hai Dechule Boi Dolei. So Rashi explains that V'hai Dechule Boi Dolei, the Namu Manasha. If we say that the reason as to why he's not Nemo with the need of Kifahaki is because it requires a lot of blood, that's why he's not Nemo with the need of Kifahaki, because actually it could be, in other words, we are assuming that this person, this mitzvah, could be Mishaki, but the reason is why he's not Mishakir, the Sheker of Kibar Hakir, is because he doesn't have the hodah to do it. But we are Cheshed him, that he could be Mishakir. So what's the purpose of Shuwe? Monefshach. If he's not Choshed to be Mishakir, so why? So he tells the truth. If he is Choshed, so Migdah Choshed Amon, Choshed Ashuwe, you say.
So me you because I'm on a chosh da shwit. So this is, if I had a chumah boy later, so then, so what, so me mele, why does it need, why does it need mitzvah to mishva? Then come the teret, then come the teret, ishtamutem kodem ishtamut. Ishtamutem kodem ishtamut. In other words, that he is, that we do not say, מיגד חושד המומני, הוא חושד השבוי הזה, because he's not really חושד המומני. He's only, he do it, he does it, דרך השתמודי כמשתם. דרך השתמודי כמשתם. Now, so that's why he's not חושד המומני. Since he's not חושד המומני, he's not חושד השבוי. Tesis explains, והי וכולי בוידה לידה, that the second קשה, that bothered, that was in the mind of Rabbi was, now, if we say, that he's not nemuni the mid of kivrake, because that's immediate hode, it requires a lot of hode, so maybe we should say he shouldn't be nishba, because since it requires a lot of chutzpah to be mishakir, in the mishakir of kivrake. So, and he doesn't have that chutzpah, if he doesn't have that chutzpah, so he doesn't have the chutzpah to be kefir half either. Kef either. So again, he should be nemuni the mid, so we should say kushtikoma. And the Morris Peretz is Ishtamutim Konishtam. In other words, he doesn't have, it requires a lot more chutzpah, it requires a lot more chutzpah to be mishakir the whole thing, than to be mishakir mitzvah. To mishakir mitzvah. Because in the mishakir, in the mishakir mitzvah, which is only Ishtamutim Konishtam, it doesn't require so much of it. Mashenke, to be mishakir, in kvira sakir, even derech ishtamutik mishtamit, requires more of it. So memele, he has no meat. He has no meat. Alright, now, so, Tehishre, Rashi says, v'hai v'chume bo yoleide. V'chi teine, mide d'choshet amomene, choshet ashwese, v'lo imir ma'le ishwese, lo y'choshet amomene, v'chi shebirtene yo yomeide d'chume, elo she'im biyode lifreya, v'sovar ad havo lezuze uprano. So the, according to Rashi, the second kasha that bothers Rabbi is the Monef Shachif, we say in Omei, so there is no riot, that he tells the truth, because he might be Mishakir. And the reason if I was Mishakir in Kifar Hakeil is because the reason why he was Mishakir in Kifar Hakeil is because he's in Omei. So Mimele, since we are Chishetu, that he's Mishakir, he's ready to be Mishakir Mom Chavere, so he's Choshe Amomene, so he should be Choshe Ashurete, Choshe Mosh Ashurete. So the Gemara answered, because he's Tamudik and Mishtamit, so he's not Choshe Amomene. So the whole Kasha that bothers Rabbe is, according to Rashi is, since we don't assume that he's interested in telling the truth, so we are chesed him to be mishakir momen, he should be choshed ashwes at two. So because of ishtamutik or mishtamet, so he's not choshed amomen, so mele he's not choshed ashwes. But, so the implication from Rashi is, that if not for the kashe of mikir choshed amomen, choshed ashwes, then there wouldn't be any difficulty. But Jesus explains, the second kashe that bothers Rabbi, why the chule boy lay the money share? If it requires hose, and he's not ready, he doesn't have the hose, to be mishakir, so then there should be a riot that he tells the truth, because Monefshah, if he doesn't have the hode to be mishakir, so he shouldn't be mishakir and have either. That's the second kashe according to Teis. So what is the parents of the Gemara and the second kashe according to Teis? Because ishtamutik or mishtamit. So it doesn't require so much hode to be mishakir and mikta, since the mikta itself is there ishtamutik or mishtamit. So that is according to Teisus. But according to Rashi, the whole Kasha of the morning is based upon the fact that So, but if not for the difficulty of Migre Choshtamo Mechosh Ashwiyete, then everything would be fine according to Rashi. But why doesn't this difficulty, this Kasha, that Rabbi raises according to Teisus, why is it no Kasha according to Rashi? According to Teisus, the second kasha that disturbed Rabbi was, if it's Hose to be Kefir, so again there should be a Chochet that he's telling the Emes. Because if it hadn't been Emes, he wouldn't have the chutzpah to be Mishakir.
And if he does have the chutzpah to be taken from the mikzat, so he has a raya semes. So we have to say shamanik from shamanik. But according to Rashi, the second kasha, the disturbed rabbi, was something else. Since in other maize, so memeyle, since in other maize, and we are chesed, the maize is mikzat, that is mishaki of the monarch of Eirei. So memeyle is the chosh da momen, like in the chosh da shuit. But, so the whole difficulty consists in chosh da momen, the chosh da shuit. But if not for this difficulty, everything would be fine. Apart from this difficulty of chosh da momen, the chosh da shuit. So Rabbi Shudet, the kashet, seen, saying the maize, so the maize, there should be chokhe the yisemes. Because if it hadn't been emes, he wouldn't have the chut specification. So according to this, that's the kashe, that's the second kashe. And then the terrace comes to Ishtamuti from Ishtamuti. So he doesn't require Hode to be capable of the mitzvah there of Ishtamuti from Ishtamuti. But according to Rashi, the Rabbi mentions the terrace of Ishtamuti from Ishtamuti in order to dispose of some other difficulty. But this presents no difficulty. Why doesn't this present the difficulty? I mean, the same thing that according to Tesis Pshat is a difficulty in the mind of Rabbi. So according to Rashi, Rabbi doesn't even raise it. So it's not difficult according to Rashi Pshat. Why isn't it difficult? After all, it's a very strong kash. Let's forget Migdal Choshed Amom and Choshed Ashwir. Let's assume that Migdal Choshed Amom and Eloi Choshed Ashwir. So it's still a difficulty. Why should the Torah be Mechayevim in the Mikzvah Shvuye and he's not the Mono in the Mikzvah? Why? Because he's inhibited in being Kefir. Because he doesn't have the Chutzpah, so he's inhibited in being Kefir. Mono Pshach, if he's inhibited in being Kefir, he should be inhibited in being Kefir in the Mikzvah too. But, according to Tesis, the reason is why he's not inhibited in being Kefir, but according to Rashi, the Ishtamutik of Ishtamut is mentioned in respect to some other kash. But if we, in the halacha had been that Migdal Choshed Amom and Eloi Choshed Ashwete, then we wouldn't even have to resort to Ishtamutik of Ishtamut. But why isn't that a difficulty? Why isn't that difficulty mentioned by Rabbi according to Rashi's Pshat? So we have to say that according to Rashi's Pshat, if not for the problem of Migdal Choshed Amom and Choshed Ashwete, then there would be no difficulty. So the first statement that Rabbi made is enough. Because we say, the reason is why a Midian Mikzah has to swear. And he's not the one who is because he has no, he's not a real Mishnah. Because he's inhibited in being Kefir HaKeil. It requires a great deal of chutzpah to be Kefir HaKeil, and he's inhibited in doing that. So the Meila, he has no. But then you ask. You cannot tell me, according to Rashi. But Moreshah, if a person labors under an inhibition, he's inhibited to be Mishakir, when the other fellow is Makir Bishikre. Makir Bishikre, whatever the Pshat is. So if he's inhibited, in being Mishakir, so Mimele, he should be inhibited in being Mishakir and Mikdas also. So Rashi holds, there is a difference. Without Ishtamutik HaMishtamet, even when there is no Ishtamutik HaMishtamet, there is a difference between Mishakir, the whole prey, and being Mishakir, a Mikdas prey. It requires a great deal much more chutzpah to be Kefir everything than to be Kefir a Mikdas. Even without Ishtamutik HaMishtamet. Suppose we haven't made it a Mikdas where there is no Ishtamutik HaMishtamet. The same thing, we can visualize it in a Mikdas where there is no Ishtamutik HaMishtamet. Where there is no Ishtamutik HaMishtamet. Now let's say, why is Ishtamutik HaMishtamet? Ishtamutik HaMishtamet is because he's out of funds. He doesn't have any money. So he says he doesn't have any money. So Mimele, he's capable of a mikzat in order to defer the payment until he'll have money. So that is Shaya, where the claim that is presented by the Tebeya is a claim for money. But suppose that the claim that is presented by the Tebeya is not a claim for money, but it's a claim for a bien. Something bien, not money. And then let's say, suppose Reuven says to Shimon, I deposited with you two kale. So
So, where are the two kelim?
Where are the two kelim? And let's say, so he says, one kelim got lost. Got lost, I was the Shea. Or I mean the Shema Soho. And so he says, it got lost. Or it was stolen. So one kelim got lost. And I'll pay you for it. And the other kelim, so let's say, suppose he has in his hand another kele, and Reuven says, that is the other kele. And Shimon says, no, the other kele is mine. That's not the kele. That's not the kele that you deposited. One kele you deposited, and that kele got lost. Now the other kele that I'm holding in my hand. So Shimon contradicts Reuven, and he says, that's my kele. So now, but he says, no, that is one of the two kele. That is one of the two kele that he deposited. Now he's in a mikta. Now he's in a mikta because he's made it that one kele he deposited and that got lost in his he has to pay for it. But it's another kele that he holds in his hand. So he says, so woman says, that's the other kele, and Shimon says, no, this other kele is mine. This other kele is mine. So he'll be in the mikta, and here we cannot say ishtamudi from ishtamud. Here we cannot say ishtamudi from ishtamud, because where he claims money, so we can say, even if we are hated him, that he tells a lie, so the reason is why he denied it is because he doesn't have any money. But here he holds the kele in his hand, and the woman is the way I says that is that the become. That's the kele that he was ministered to him with the Aspikotin, and he denied it. Monashah, if he's Mishakir, so there is no Ishtamudik from Ishtamud. So in such a case where there is no Ishtamudik from Ishtamud, so according to Rashi, even in the case where there is no Ishtamudik from Ishtamud, so we cannot say that he had a mitzvah. Teisa says, without Ishtamudik from Ishtamud, then a mitzvah would have a mitzvah. Why? Because just as we say, ain't the main spot of the Bahaiva in regard to the clear of the whole thing, so we say, ain't the main spot of the Bahaiva in regard to the clear of me. So in the main way, there should be a choche. If not for Ishtamutik, for the possibility of Ishtamutik or Ishtamay, so then he made a mixas would have it. Because this person, we should say, this person tells the truth. Why? Because if he's not honest and he's not interested in telling the truth, why doesn't he deny the whole thing? What do we say to deny the whole thing? So deny the whole thing, so that requires a lot of chutzpah. So to deny half of the thing of the Kriya also requires chutzpah. And he does it. So now it's a raya that he says Evet. So according to Tesis, in such a case where there would be no Ishtamudik or Ishtamay, let's say, where the things in respect to which he's supposed to swear, so is something that he has in his hand, and if he's Mishakeh, so then it's not shayach to say Ishtamudik or Ishtamay, because that then has to be returned. And without the money, he can say Ishtamudik or Ishtamay, he's out of funds. So he's doing it, he's Mishakeh mixtas of the claim, in order to defer the payment. But in respect to the end, so Moneshach is with Mishakir, and it's not his, and this is the Kele that was the tablet that was left with him. So Mimele, it's not Chayat Ishtamudik Mishtamay. But according to Rashi does not explain the Gemara's second Kashi of Rabbah in the way Tesis does. Because Rashi holds that if not for the problem of Migid Choshet HaMomene, Choshet HaShvuye say, so then there wouldn't be any difficulty. Because maybe the Mishtah has no Migge. Why doesn't he have a Migge? But because what is Migge? He could deny the whole thing. So that requires chutzpah. But Monefsheh, so to deny half of the claim also requires chutzpah. It requires chutzpah. But anyway, the chutzpah that is required, even without Ishtamudik or Ishtamudik, the chutzpah that is required to deny the whole claim with the chutzpah that is required to deny just half of the claim. So the melee, there is no way, even without Ishtamudik or Ishtamud. Even without Ishtamudik or Ishtamud. So in other words, so mainly the Migge is not a good Migge, because in order that the Migge should be a good Migge, so the potential time should be as good
is the actual time.
So without the Ishtamuli from Ishtamuli, the potential time of denying the whole plane is not as good as the actual time. True, the actual time also requires a little bit of chutzpah, but not as much chutzpah as the potential time. So without Ishtamuli from Ishtamuli, that's why the Gemara doesn't, that's why Rashi doesn't explain the Gemara's kasha the way Tosfos does. But Rashi explains the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is Monefshech, since we say in the Gemara, so in the Gemara, so it requires, so because of in the Gemara, so there is no Yechoche that is telling the truth. So we are Cheshe, the Midin Mitzah, that is Mishake, if we are Cheshe, that is Mishake. So Mimele, so what's the purpose of the Shvuy, of what avail is the Shvuy? Midin Chosha Momen Chosha Shvuy. The Bishalevi says that, I mean, this is how the Bishalevi explains the Rashi. Alright, so v'chi teime, nige de choshet ha-momene, choshet ha-shvuyese, v'lo nir ma'al ha-shvuyese, so loy choshet ha-shvuyese, loy choshet ha-momene, v'chi teime yoyen meide de chule, elo she'im de yodel ifreya, v'sova rada av mezuze, upagam. Alright. Aval ador seidi, v'leke le meim ha-roche, so memele, so what is the terrace of the Gemara, according, so what is Rabbe's second terrace? Now, two kashet, Rabbe raised. So the second kasha was Monefshech. If we achieved him that he tells that he's Mishakeya. So Mimele, of what avail is the Shwe? So Mide Chosh Damomene Chosh Dashwe? So the answer is no. We are not achieved him that he is really Chosh Damomene. We are not achieved him that he is really dishonest. We are only achieved him that for the purpose of deferring payment, so, for the purpose of deferring payment, so is Mishak. Mishak. That doesn't make him into a Choshed HaMomen. Because people are mere teres. They say to deny half of the debt in order to defer payment, so mere, that's not so terrible, so I'm not a Chofetz Chaim. I have to be Mizakti, Chichud HaTzar. After all, I will pay later on, so wait a month. So, there's nothing wrong with it. So Mimele is not a Choshed HaMomen. But if Shvuye will be imposed upon him, so then he'll be deterred. He'll be made. Now the question is this. He's not Choshed. He's not Choshed HaMomen. All right, that Kashi is the explanation connection case. All right. Abo! So Mimele, he's not Choshed HaMomen. So that's why the Torah imposes the Shvuah on the Midian Mitzvah, in order to deter the Midian Mitzvah. So that is Shayer Gabi Midian Mitzvah. Hashem King Gabi HaGodah Seidim. So he, Reuven said to Shimon, you owe me $100. And Shimon denied more than Kivarak. More than Kivarak here. So we cannot say, that he's not Choshed HaMomen at all. Because only there is Tamutikom Ishtamei. Because he was called for the Chule. He was called for the Chule. So Memele, Lekul Melohoche, Shari, Kofa Bechule, Vimele, Nige de Choshed HaMomene, Choshed HaShvuete. So Memele, there shouldn't be Shvue. So if not for the Yalfuse, what would I say? Mr. Asvore, I couldn't deduce through plain logic that since the Torah was Mechayet, just as the Torah was Mechayet, made it Nige de Shvue. So the same passage of Ki Uzeh that is Mechayev Meidu Mikta Shvueh is also Mechayev Eshvueh, the Mitzvah, where Edim are made that he owes a Mitzvah. So we couldn't deduce it by means of plain logic. Why? Because I could say, where the Mitzvah himself says that he owes 50, so then he's not Choshed HaMomen, so it's Chayev Eshvueh. But where the Mitzvah himself says, I don't owe you anything, but Edim Amei, so then he's not Choshed HaMomen, so he is Choshed HaMomen. So Mimele, he shouldn't be Mechuyev Yishvueh. So in other words, he shouldn't be Mechuyev Yishvueh. So in other words, I would say, he's Choshed, so it doesn't mean. In other words, without the Kal V'chemer, what would I say without the Kal V'chemer? Without the Kal V'chemer, I would say, after all, in other words, as far as the Chiyuv Yishvueh is concerned, so Mitzvah Asvot, we can say, since the Das Tiv is Mechayev, why shouldn't, so the Nemonet, where he becomes Mechuyev 50 through his own money. So he's chayvish way. So when he comes in the chuyev 50, it's within the money, so he means. So he should also be mechuyev eishwe, mitzar atzwa. But I would say, no, here is the choshev. So it doesn't mean that without the kalvachemer, I would say he's not chayv. Without the kalvachemer, I would say we cannot believe it. So what does kalvachemer tell us? That we can believe it.
So it's strange. That the kashe of men of Hashem. That it's war, the rounds, the rounds.
Yes, kalvachemer we can deduce our life, but we cannot establish a mitzvah. A psychological phenomenon to a kalvachemer.
So in other words, if we say the question whether we say nigger the choshed amomene is choshed ashwir say, or loy choshed ashwir say, this is a psychological problem.
Of course it's a din. The din is the clarity of the psychological phenomenon.
Whether one who is choshed, one who is so corrupt, morally corrupt, that he is ready to take away somebody else's money, is he also so corrupt as to be ready to swear for?
So it's a psychological question.
So of course the halacha declares many psychological phenomena. But how is a child to say that through the kalvachemer we establish a psychological phenomenon? If it's a question whether he's chayrish way or he's not chayrish way, so then we can understand. Then we can understand.
Not way. So not way.
If, let's be sarasloy, if let's say sarasloy, on the basis of pure logic, so we could say, no, he's not chayrish way. Only do us people be chayrish way.
But I'm going to say he's not chayrish way. And the kalvachemer advises us that he is chayrishu.
But without the kalvachemer, so did Rabbi mention any svore as to why Hagodah Seidim should not be chayrishu? No. All that Rabbi said
is that by thus being, so it's tamulik mishtamu. By Hagodah Seidim, there is mishtamulik mishtamu.
And since there is mishtamulik mishtamu, so the melee. So the male there is, so the, we say Mir Khoshtam or Mikhosh Dashwir. So it doesn't mean he's not Mikhuyev. We don't trust it. We don't trust it. The same way we say if a mitzvah happens to be a gazlan from before, so that it means not Chayav Shwir. We don't trust it. So here too, if not for the kalvachemer, we would say,
true, this war is Mikhayev. That I'm gonna say we should be just as effective in being Mechayel Yishuwe, as Doas Pi, but by Doas Pi, Vishtamudiko Mishtamu. So we can't trust it. By Agoda Seidim,
since he was Kefer Hakeil, and we know that he was Mishakeil, so Memele, he is Choshed Amomen, he serves me Choshed Amomen, so it's Pashayat is Vishtamudiko Mishtamu, because he denied and repent. So Memele, he is Choshed, so we can't trust it.
So Kamashma Kalachimah that we can trust him.
What Kamashma Kalachimah that what? That Mira Choshed Amomene is Loi Choshed Ashwiyase. First of all, Rashi Shite seems to be not just here, in other places too. That Mira Choshed Amomene is Choshed Ashwiyase. So how can we say Kamashma Kalachimah that Mira Choshed Amomene Loi Choshed Ashwiyase? So that's contrary to what Rashi Shite seems to be. And then, how is the child to say that now, since without the kalvachemer, so he could say that I'm going to say in case where Edim is that he owes 50, he doesn't swear.
Why doesn't he swear? Because I'm going to say him is not capable of being highly swear.
No, because in case that I'm going to say him, it was demonstrated that he is a shakhan, that he is a shakhan, and that he was a kippah hakel b'shekhan. He was a Kibahaku Mishetia. So maybe there is no Istamudiko Mishtami. That is I'm going to say. So maybe we don't trust him. So Kamashal Kabachena that we do trust him.
Manashah, whether we should trust him or we shouldn't trust him, that is based upon certain psychological phenomena. Whether he is Choshed or he is not Choshed.
So how can we, to a Kabachena, establish a certain psychological fact? That's the Kashi that the David was. And then according to Rashi, the Kashi is even stronger, because, so if we say from Ashkelon, that's what? That Loi Choshed Ashwiyase says.
If Loi Choshed Ashwiyase says,
so the question is, Loi Choshed Ashwiyase says, so, but Rashi Shite means that Choshed Ashwiyase.
So there is another pshat in Rashi. There's another pshat, I think I mentioned last time. Komashmelon, not that Komashmelon that we don't say, because that's what we say. But Komashmelon, that here too, he is not Choshed Amomene. Because even in this case, there is an element of Shtamudit Amistam. There's an element of Shtamudit Amistam. But again, even according to the, even if we say this pshat in Rashi, not Komashmelon, you see, there are two ways of explaining Rashi. Komashmelon, Rashi doesn't say anything. Komashmelon what? Komashmelon, one way of explaining Rashi is, Komashmelon, that the Choshed Amomene, the Goy Choshed Ashwoyete, and Komashmelon, and another pshat is, Komashmelon, that here too is not Choshed Amomene. Because of Kalachelia. Why? Because there is an element of Ishtamute Kamishname, even in the case where it was given up. There's an element of Ishtamute. But it's still difficult, I mean, in order to determine it, whether he is Choshu or he is not Choshu, Lachaya Chesedi Kalachelia, Tafistaba, Tue Kalachelia, we establish a certain psychological phenomenon. Whether he is Choshu or he is not Choshu. Tue Kalachelia, we can deduce a deed, not in itself, not the psychological phenomenon. All right, there's the cast. Now let's see the things. The chumah boy related. Masha pirish rash. Kiv nechoshet amomen. Eich nishba. Neim eligi nechoshet amomen nechoshet ashwete. Umishame di mishame. Now we'll learn the basis now what they are after that. Because we still have to go over Shittis Rashi. I mean, what Shittis Rashi means the way that Yeshua explains it or not. No, so the chumah boy related. Masha pirish rashi. Kiv nechoshet amomen. איך ניש באנה מיר חוש דעם מומן חוש דאס איז און משאל די שטאם ווי חוש סו האו דאס איז זיי און משטאם די משטאם ווי לוי חוש וואל זיי טיין די הו מוס איך קאמון די חוש דעם מומן לוי חוש דאס שוו ווען לוי מא דה היינה מיט רבון און ווי פישערו ווי פישערו סו טיינס איז דאס יום דעם שאַטן ראשי איז קומאַשבלון דאס היער איז נאָט אין חוש That even in the case of I'm going to say this stuff. Well, that thing is a logical common. So how could we say Choshed Amomene Choshed Ashwoyete? But the Maskonah Gemori is Choshed Amomene Choshed Ashwoyete. Vein lo ima b'hayne mid Rabbonon. Lifi shero, shero iso shvuo chmur alo. Avo mid raise Choshed lo zeh, Choshed lo zeh. Amo ma isi mirav nachne. Di mashbino isi shol ishwoye. Di echot nem shol ishlacht biyad. Umashla gizu kame, di habe di raise. So from Rashi it's mashma that Migil Choshed Amomen Choshed Ashwoyete. And this, let's explain this Rashi Komashmelon, that here is not, even in case of Agolesei, he is not Choshed Amomen. Because there is no element of Shtamet, he is not Agolesei, he is not Agolesei. So Rashi is saying in effect that Migil Choshed Amomen Choshed Ashwoyete, but the Gemara is Maskonet Avrovit, Choshed Amomen Choshed Ashwoyete. So we could answer this discussion, Rashi. Otherwise, that when the Gemara says that Migil Choshed Amomen Choshed Ashwoyete, that is the Deiris Achrei, many Deiris after the Zman of Matan Torah. So then Shvuyeh became Chomo. So then we say that Choshed Amomen is Loi Choshed Ashwoyete. Mashiach Chid Bizman Matan Torah. So Shvuyeh was not so Chomo. So this is how it's much from Moshe Deiris. So Bizman Matan Torah. So, Migil Choshed Amomen was Choshed Ashwoyete. So, there is no spirit from the Gemara Davor. The Gemara Davor, it mentions the thing, Bideres Achei, when Shmuel was Chomo. But Bideres Arushenim, Bizman Matitor, so Shmuel was not so Chomo, so Migil Choshed Amomen was Choshed Ashwoyete. Now, here the Losh is, Vein Leina Dahayna Mid Rabbonon, Lili Sherou, Shehoiso, Shvuoch, Muro Alei. So from this lashon, I mean, one could assume the thesis means that between this man of Matan Torah and the Deiris Achrei, it was Achshav Dor. They became bigger than it. In other words, so this man of Matan Torah, Shvuah, was not so homo in their mind. But then, in Deiris Achrei, they became more zuyir, and they became more fearful of the Yisrael Shvuah. But they said, but he says in Ksuvet, Dafitres, so says, no, that it doesn't mean that. From Tesis Loshin in Ksuvet, Dafitres, we see that Tesis doesn't mean that there was a change for the better. In other words, that Shmuel became more humble. On the contrary, there was a change for worse. It's not that that Shvue, the Misa Shvue, became more humble in the mind of people, but there is a remedy for the Akshatore, on the contrary. On the contrary, there was a deterioration. It was Loi Akshatore. But the Misa Shvue was as humble with Mama Tintor, but there is a remedy. The only thing is, with Mama Tintor. So the Isa Gezel was as humble in the mind of the people as the Isa Shvue. So there was a deterioration in the Isa Gezel in the mind of the people. So the people became more neglectful of the Isa Gezel. So in many ways, it's a relative thing. Since they became more neglectful of the Isa Gezel, so relatively speaking, Shvue was more humble to them. Tell Mr. Gerber, Mashiachin is Mama Titor, so Shvue was just as humble in the mind as it was in the later generations, but on the other hand, Gezel was more humble. So Mimele, Bizman, Mama Titor were both. The Isa Shvue was very humble in the mind of people, and the Isa Gezel was just as humble. So if a person was ready to be misaldeo in the Isa Gezel, that means that he was so morally kavod that he was capable of being misaldeo in the Isa Shvue, because the Mama Tintor, so the Isa Gezel was just as humble in the mind of the people as the Isa Shvue. Mashenkin deres achemim, so there was a moral deterioration in respect to the Isa Gezel. So Isa Gezel, it was considered as not a serious avere. So Mimele and the Isa and the Chimer of Shvue remain constant. The Chimer of Shvue remain constant. So since there was such a difference in the moral sense in regard to Gezel as the moral sense in regard to Shvue, so Mimele the Mitzias was, the Mitzias changed. That even if a person was sufficiently kavod to be mizalzel in the Isa Gezel, it didn't mean that he was so kavod to be mizalzel in the Isa Shvue, because Isa Gezel was kalvinim in the Deres Achayim. So that does not mean that the Isa Shvue should be kalvinim. All right, so in other words, I'm just pointing out that even though the Russian takes it here, he's ein rabban with shoroiso shvuach muva aleh. Shoroiso shvuach muva aleh. So it does not mean that it was Akshador. That it was Akshador. On the contrary, it's because there was a deterioration in respect to this Gezel. And that is true in general, now for example, years ago, if someone was in Chol Shabbat, so he certainly was not doing in Kashrut. It was an impossibility. Somebody should not be Zohar in Chol Shabbat and be Zohar in Kashrut. If he was in Chol Shabbat, so he was is not a Zohar in Kashrut either. Today you find people, fortunately or unfortunately, I don't know, but either way you want to call it, so who are in Chol Shabbat in Fahetke, openly, and they'll even boast of it, that they are not Shemre Shabbat, but Kashrut is observed. It can be a president of the shul, and it can be a member of the board of directors of the Hebrew Theological College, and he can say openly that he's in Chol Shabbos, but the Kashrut is Zohar. So does that mean that it's Akshador? No, it's not Akshador. It's the other way around. So it's not that Kashrut became more humble. Shabbos became more calm. So mainly it turns out that Kashrut is more humble, but it's a result of a moral deterioration, not of a moral elevation. All right, this is, so one thesis says here, ואילוי מדחיים אל רבונו לשרו ושאו איסו שבוע כמור עליהם, אבו מדעי זה חושב לזה, חושב לזה, חושב לזה. So, we can answer the Kashi against Rashi, because Rashi says here, בגמילי חושב המון לחושב השבוע יסה, מגמור את הבוב זה, חושב המון לחושב השבוע יסה. The answer is, גמור את הבוב tells us the deen b'deres achrei, when Shvue turned out to be humble in their mind, as a result of the lax attitude that they had in regard to Gzeile, to the Isa Gezel. So Mimele is even one who was Maler li kavot, so fischet li kavot, und misalgo li sagesu, it did not mean that he was so kavot, to misalgo li sashue. Ma shein kein, bidere so gesheini, bis ma matitoa, when Isagezo was not Calvinian, so the melee was, so Isagezo was as homo, as the Isaiah, as the Isa Shmue, as the Isa Shmue, so the melee, if anyone was Choshut Ambome, so that means he was very Karov, he was Karov even to be Mizalgo and Isa Shmue as well. Alright. Primen dann rabon shiro shit shvu khmurale. Av mit rais khoshet vaze, khoshet vaze. Dann kam ma isem rab nachmen, di mach bin in sin shol shvu. Di echot mehen, shol shol achte be ya. U mach ma babe zu kame, di habe di rais. Di habe di rais. Di khein bin afre di rabar. Mach ma. Di yom a lekh otafti, ko yo nishba. So he says, so we cannot say that. Why can't we say that? Because from the Gemara of Rav Nachman, it's mashma that is the rice. The chayim b'nafcha the rabab. Mashma, the yom alu chotafti, ho yom nishba l'hachre shen deit, shvue the rice. Mid yom ha mitir shen yochel nishba mishalit. The ashvue the rabbonu lo yom aroche. Ashvue the rabbonu lo yom aroche. So what's the kashi? I mean, so in other words, we have to reject this teret. This teret. In other words, you cannot say that Bisman Matin Torah, so Choshev HaMomen was Choshev HaShvue. And but B'deres HaChreinim, so when Shvue became more homo, so Choshev HaMomen was Choshev HaShvue. Because if we say that, so that means that all these Shvue, that the person who is Choshev HaMomen takes any Shvue that is imposed upon a person who is choshed a moment, so it's only a shvue mit rabo. It's only a shvue mit rabo. Now, so, and we see that even by shvue the rice, so we see that mashbin is a shvue le shol shvue, it's vechot men shol shlach biya, and that we are mashbiya mit rice, and we are mashbiya him. Mit rice we are mashbiya him. So it's a raya that with the raya said, Choshed HaMomen is going to Choshed HaShvue. Now, and then he says, now, B'nascha L'Ravadeh. So the problem arose there because of the fact that the Chetiv said, Ein Chotavti and Di Chotavti. But suppose the Chetiv would have said, and there was an Idechot. The Idechot. So in other words, Shimon, there was an Idechot that testified that Shimon was Chetiv, a piece of silver from Reuven. And the Reuven claimed that it was his. The Idechot testified that Shimon was chayted the piece of silver from Reuven. So Shimon did not deny that he was chayted. But Shimon said, I did grab it from him. I did snatch it from him, but it's mine. It's mine. Now, if, let's say, there had been no Idechot, so then he would be believed. Because he could have said loy chotavti. So maybe if he says chotavti, but di chotavti, he is nemo. If he didn't have a mige, he could be nemo to say di chotavti. Because since we know that he grabbed it, so it came to his peshus, peshimus peshus, fuchtife. So that means that who had possession before? Ruvei. So we say chazor komashi on mishorei, so it's raya and it's Ruvei. But since they were knowing, suppose they would be knowing, not even in general, then he could have said loy chotavti, and he would be nemo, he would be kibrake. So if he says chotavti, he would be chotavti, and if there had been no way, not in the idechot, he would be nemo with a mission. The problem arose because there was an idechot, and the idechot doesn't know, whether it's Rubens or Shimon's. He only saw that Shimon grabbed it from Rubens. So the Gemara Rabbe says, he says, he says, he says, he says, he says, he to contradict, but he cannot swear to contradict because he is made in that he is chayit, that he is chayit. So maybe the yochui shvui and yochui vasei mishal. So there is mashma di omar loy chotam. Suppose there had been an idechot, but the chayit would say, I didn't grab it. So then the idechot would testify that he did grab it. So then he would be chayit the shvui to be makdash of the eight. Shvui the raisa. Midom amitir shen yochui vasei mishalim.
So the more applying the aloche of Mitzvah Yochel Ishba, so it's a raya that that shvuy is a shvuy of the raif. Because by shvuy of the rabbonon, we don't apply the principle of Mitzvah Yochel Ishba Mishalom. This is mentioned in Teshuvah Zafei on the base. That the council is a context. Lo yavdinon, Mitzvah Yochel Ishba Mishalim Mishayecho, I keep vanishing. So in other words, so by shvuy of the rabbonon, when the chiyuv shvuy is only the rabbonon, if he can't swear, he doesn't pay. Only, let's say, by Tifach. Suppose somebody is mechuyev the shvuye of Tifach Hakon, on Hetek, and then he cannot swear. So we don't say that he has to pay because it's a shvuye of the rabbonon. So by shvuye the rabbonon, when the chiyuv shvuye is only the rabbonon, if he can't swear, he doesn't pay. Only, let's say, by Tifach Hakon. Suppose somebody is mechuyev the shvuye of Tifach Hakon, on Hetek, and then he cannot swear. So we don't say that he has to pay because it's shvuye rabbonon. So by shvuye rabbonon, we don't say that he has to pay. So since the Gemara applies the principle to the principle of Tishniyach Lishba to the case where Shimon was chayiv a piece of silver from Ruvein, and the Nidecho testified that he was chayiv. Suppose the Gemara says that suppose Shimon had said, "Loi chotavti," he would take his shvuye, he would take his shvuye, and he would be nishba. But since he says chotavti, nidi chotavti, so he says miyochel nishba, so he has to pay. So it's a raya that shvuye that he would have to take in case the chitev would say, "Loi chotavti," is a shvuye the raya, because if that shvuye has been issued with Rabbonon, so he wouldn't apply the deen of Tesh Yochel Ishba Mishalim. So, since the Gemara does apply the deen of Tesh Yochel Ishba Mishalim, the Raya is issued with Raya. But how is it issued with Raya? If Bizman Matito, so the Alochi was Choshed Amomene, Choshed Ashwit. So maybe Bizman Matito, if such a thing happened, such an incident happened, where Shimon was chayte from whom he picked up silver, and the Nidecho testified that he was chayte, and was chayte. So, and he said, "Loi chatavti." So Bizman Matito, he wouldn't swear. Because, Monefsher, we are chesed, we may be alive. So he's choshed amome. He tries to grab away the piece of silver that belongs to Mume. So he should be choshed ashwere, say. So Bizman Matito, he wouldn't swear. But only the Deir HaSachrinim, Bizman Chazal, so when Shwere became homo, so he had to swear. But since Bizman Matito, he wouldn't have to swear. If such an incident happened, the Chimen grabbed a piece of silver from Reuben with Mama Titora, and the Zechot would say Chotav, he would say Loi Chotav. So he wouldn't have to swear with Mama Titora, because he was a Choshed Amomen, so he was a Choshed Ashwezi. So since with Mama Titora, he wouldn't have to swear. Only Bizman Chazal has to swear. So it's not Ishwe the Raises, it's Ishwe the Rabbon. If it's Ishwe the Rabbon, so maybe we should not apply the deen of Mitesh and Yochel Ivam Shalem. So there is a very great difficulty in that case. Why does Teisa say, now, that if we assume that there was a change in human nature, after all, there was a change in human nature of course, so the halacha of the Torah does not change. It's the same halacha. Whether it's Mama to Torah or Atzeif Koadere, it's the same halacha. But sometimes, the halacha is different, not that the halacha per se changes, because the Mitzvah changes. The Mitzvah changes. So does that mean that the halacha changes? Now, here, so what Tesis mentions a teretz, a possible teretz, and the kashi against Rashi. Rashi here says that Midin Choshed Amomene Choshed Ashwit. The Gemara above says Choshed Amomene is Loi Choshed Ashwit. So Tesis itself mentions a possible teretz. In other words, Bizman Matitor was the Issa Gedru was as homo in the minds of people as Issa Shvue, so Choshed Amomene was Choshed Ashwese, because it requires a greater degree of moral turpitude, of moral corruption to be resolved in the Issa Gedru. And then now, because the Issa Gedru was very homo in the minds of people, so Memele, if a person was so corrupt that he was ready to be resolved in the Issa Gedru, so he was choshu to be resolved in Ashwe too. But then in later generations, when there was a mild deterioration in respect to the Issa Gezo, so the Mitzvah changed. The Mitzvah changed. So that's,
So that does not mean, I mean, that it didn't change, the Mitzvah changed. So it's not that in later generations he could swear, so it's only a Shvuah de Rabbanan. It's a Shvuah de Reise. Why a Shvuah de Rabbanan? It's a Shvuah de Reise. It's a Shvuah de Reise. Only thing is, the only thing is, he Bismar Makitomo, so he was not trusted. He was choshut. But in later generations he was not choshut. So the Mitzvah changed. So because some of the din was different. So it's not that in later generations the Shvuah that was imposed was a Shvuah de Rabbanan. It wasn't a new Shvuah, it was the same. It was the same Shvuah. It was the same Shvuah. Now, so Mimele, now, and we cannot say as a Teres on Tesis, because Tesis holds, now, in order that there should be a Chiyuv Shvuah, in order that there should be a Chiyuv Shvuah, let's say, of upon the Mitzvah, who contradict the Agoda of the Idechot, in order that there should be a Chiyuv Shvuah upon the Mitzvah, who contradict the Agoda of the Idechot, so there must be a Din HaTorah. Since Bizman HaTorah, so he was not trusted in the Shvuah, so maybe there couldn't have been a Chiyuv Shvuah. Now, so since there was, so no Chiyuv Shvuah was mentioned with Mamat Torah, so there couldn't, we couldn't create the new Chiyuv Shvuah in Reise. No, because that would represent a difficulty, because even with Mamat Torah, where Choshet HaMomene, was Choshet HaShvuah, because the Yisrael of Gerber was very homo, was as homo in the minds of people as the Yisrael of Shvuah, but certain, so Mamele normally, When a Mitzvah contradicted the Agode of the Idechot, so there couldn't be Shvuah Bizman HaTorah. But there were certain exceptional situations where even Bizman HaTorah he was not choshut. For example, in any case where there is Ishtamut Ekom Shtamut, so then he is not a choshut HaMomen. So Bizman HaTorah too! Bizman HaTorah, so normally, In the normal situation, whenever an Idechot testifies against the tree of the Mitzvah, so he was Choshet HaShvuah. But we can visualize situations that even Bizman, let's say, where it was Ishtamut Ekom Shtamet, so even Bizman Matan Torah, he was not Choshet HaMomene. So the Chiyuv Shvuah of Idechot could apply to these exceptional situations. So mainly we do have. So we do have in the Torah a Chiyuv Shvuah of Idechot, because there are a number of situations where it is Ishtamut Ekom Shtamet, so even Bizman Matan Torah, he was not Choshet HaMomene. But Bizman Matan Torah, so he could swear only, this way could be imposed upon the Mitzvah only in these exceptional situations. But in the normal situations, not. Mashenkin, there is a chenin, when the Yisrael Gezel became cow. So in the normal situation, whenever a Mitzvah contradicted the testimony of the Mitzvah, he was not choshut. He was not choshut amomei. So he was not choshut ashwer. So he's not choshut ashwer. So in the normal situation, he could take the Shvuah. So Mele, why shouldn't it be considered as a Shvuah de Reise? All right, now. So this is what Reb Chaim, I mean, it's already mentioned that in the name of Reb Chaim. So what Reb Chaim really says, as he teres, on Tesis Kashi against Lash. In other words, Tesis Kashi. It's adopting the possible terror that Tesis itself mentions. The Tesis itself mentions. As a matter of fact, the Rabbi Kleger also says that. Rabbi Kleger, in other words, that he says, Rabbi Kleger says, that actually there is no kashm against Rashi from the Gemara of Tzvi Choshet HaMomene or Choshet HaShvuah, because it's Bizman Matan Torah, as Tesis says. Because Bizman Matan Torah, when the Yisrael Gezel was Hamu, when the Yisrael Gezel was homo, so Mimele, so then Mimele Choshet HaMomene was Loi Choshet HaShvuah. So he is Choshet HaShvuah. When the Yisrael Gezel was homo, so Mimele Choshet HaMomene was Choshet HaShvuah. But the Yisrael Gezel, when the Yisrael Gezel became calm in the mind of people, so then the Mitzvah changed. So Mimele Choshet HaMomene was Choshet HaShvuah. Choshed Amomene was Choshed Ashwet. Choshed Ashwet.
But then Teisa said, so it's only Shweder Rabbonon, if it's Shweder Rabbonon, so we shouldn't apply the principle of Mitzvah Yochlim Shalim. No, it's not the Shweder Rabbonon.
Since the Mitzvah changed, so it can be trusted, it can be trusted.
And that Shweder, it was mentioned in the Torah, even this Mamat Torah, it had application to certain situations, not to the normal situation, to every situation where it was Ishtamutik or Ishtamut. So Mimele in later generations, so the Mitzvah changed, so that in the normal situation, so El Choshed Amomen was not Choshed Ashwese.
So Mimele it's a Shweder Aise.
Since it's a Shweder Aise, so we can apply the Haloche of Mitzvah Shel Yochel Mishba Mishal. All right, now. But Reb Chaim, actually Rav Driga says that. But Reb Chaim answers, explains
now, but it, now the other kasha,
we can also answer.
Now the other kasha is, now how can we say, the avol,
komashmelon,
that what?
That, even so, in other words, without the kalachim, so I would say, but I'm going to say, there is no shvuah. Why isn't there any shvuah? Because, we get a choshid amomene, is choshid, a shvuah say, מיגל חוש דעם מומני חוש דעם שווי יסה קומאש מול קאו חיימה קומאש מול קאו חיימה דת וואט דת וואט he does take the shvuy the vlad that he can hush that moment is hush that shvuy say oh what is, no matter what we say it is difficult so we can explain it in two ways komash mon kal khaima that what the tigre hush that moment we hush that shvuy say so how can we say how can we establish this fact how can we establish that we choshes? And then, if we explain it, he explained it, that is not even choshes at moment. So it's also difficult. Now, so we have to say as follows. Now, if we assume,
like the possible talent that Jesus mentioned,
that the data is on shame, so this mama he told us, So, when the Isagetl was humble, was just as humble as Mr. Shwe, so then, Miguel Hoshim Hobby was Hoshim Hobby. But then, the later generations, when the Isagetl became cow in the minds of the people,
so the Messiah changed, so Hoshim Hobby was Loy Hoshim Hobby.
So, Mele, it was a Shwe right.
It's a Shwe right.
So now we can understand the Gemara. Now, the Gemara says, Gemara is the Kashi, why does Rav Chi have to resort to Yal Pussy? To Yal Hem. Without the Yal Pussy. Mitzvah Svor. So what's the Svor? The Svor is, now, I mean, on the basis of logic. So the question is, what kind of logic is there? I mean, that's all the Chiyuv Shvui of Mini Mitzvah is not something that is based upon logic.
It's Ikteras Akosu. Kiyuv Zeh. So maybe without the Alpuse,
Meirich HaTeise, should we say that it applies to two Elim also? So why does Gemara ask, So the more is the machness. Why does Rav Chi have to resort to Kalachina? The Yalfus. Without the Yalfus, so on the basis of plain logic, on the basis of Svore, we should also say that the saving is the higher. Why? How could we say that on the basis of Svore, the huge Shvui of the Mitzvah is not something that is based upon Svore? It's not a Kosu. He was it. So the answer is true, it's not based upon Svore. It's based upon the Zakosuf. But what is the Zakosuf Kiyuzeh? So does the Pasuk of Kiyuzeh say, Kiyuzeh, when the Litva says that he is higher 50? The Pasuk of Kiyuzeh says, when it becomes, the Pasuk of Kiyuzeh implies, whenever it becomes established through mnemonic that the Litva is higher 50 years to swear. The Pasuk doesn't say Kiyuzeh. There is no reference to a Hakodeh by the Litva. Kiyuzeh implies that Kiyuzeh, if there will be a Hakodeh by someone who has the mnemonic, that he's high 50, so he has to take his shvui on the rest. Meicha teise, should we say, mitaras more, that the posik of him there is limited only to the case where the chiyuv of 50 of mikzah is established from the monies of idoyim balim. Why not? Why shouldn't the same posik of chiyuv there have reference to the case where the chiyuv of 50 is established from the monies of Eidim? And the monies of Eidim is as good as the monies of the Baldi. After all, there is nothing in the posik of chiyuv there which limited only to the case of Idoas Baldi. Kiyuze implies Kiyuze, whenever it will be established that the mitzvah is higher, Kiyuze. I mean, if it is established that the mitzvah is higher, whether it is established through Idoas Baldi and the monastery of Baldi, or it is established through the Agoda of Baldi, so he has to swear on the rest. So that's the law. But if we can show that there is a good reason that to say that when the Torah says Kiyuze, the Torah has reference only to the case where it is established, the Chiyuv of 50 is established to the monies of Itbaldin, not where the Chiyuv of 50 is established to Agoda Seidin, then we have to resort to Talochim. So in other words, it's like this. Insofar as the question as to whether there is a chiyuv shvui or there is no chiyuv shvui is concerned, so mele, it does not make any difference whether we trust him or we don't trust him.
Suppose we say that we don't trust him. All right, so we don't trust him. That does not mean that he's not highly shvui. And suppose the Midrash Mikdash happens to be a gadlan, so does that mean he's not highly shvui? He's still highly shvui, but Beis Din does not accept his shvui. Beis Din doesn't trust, but the Shvui is high. So whether he's trusted with Choshed on the Shvui or is not Choshed on the Shvui, this is an extraneous question. Of course, it's not completely irrelevant because it has a bearing on the effectiveness of the Shvui, but it has no bearing on the question as to whether he's highly Shvui or not highly Shvui. So suppose he is Choshed. That doesn't mean that he's not higher. He's Choshed, so we don't trust him. But higher means, so it's like every gazlan, every case where the mikvah, where the mikvah is the gazlan. So we don't accept this way. But higher means, so in mele, the kasha of the Gemara was, why does Rav Chiya have to resort to the Yalkus? Without the Yalkus, since the Torah, the halacha, the mikvah is higher this way, emanates from the posik of Kiyuze. What does it say Kiyuze? Kiyuze, where it is established that the mikvah is high. So that should include two things, the Idoas Baldin and Hagoda Seidin. Meicha teise, that the Torah says Kiyuze, the Torah is referenced only to the case where it is established that he's higher 50 through the demonics of the body. So Mr. Aswara, we should say Kiyuze refers to every case where it becomes established that the mikdash is higher, whether it is established through God's body or through other case. So why do we have to resort to Yalfuse?
So then the Gemara says, no, if there hadn't been a Yalfuse that is higher, So in Mele, I would say that the posik of Kiyuze has reference to the to Idoas Baldin, not to Agoda Seidin.
Why shouldn't we say that? Meicha teise?
No, because Bizman Matito. So in the normal situation of
Bizman Matito.
So if in the normal situation of today and Nisa, with Mama Tito, if let's say Reuven said to Shimon, you owe me $100, and Shimon said, La Dama, I don't owe you a penny. And two Eidim testified And two, he testified
that he owes 50 lechlapoches.
So that means that he is choshet amon. That means he is choshet amon. Because
it was demonstrated that he was mishakir
in respect to 50. So that means that he was choshet amon. Now, if he was choshet amon, so he couldn't accept his shul.
So Mimele, we couldn't say, so there is a good reason to say that when the Torah says, Kim Zeh,
the Torah had reference only to a case where the 50 is established with Dora Chalit.
Not to the case where the 50 is established with Dora Chalit.
Because this Mama Torah, assuming that there was a Chiyuv Shvuah,
but he couldn't swear anyway.
He would be like a gargoyle, this Mama Torah. So Mimele, there is a good reason to say that the Torah, when it said Kiyuv Zeh, had reference only to the case where the Chiyuv 50 is established through the Nemones of Chidrat Baldi, not where it is established through the Nemones of Agoda Zeh. Because his Mama Torah,
even if he would be a Shvuah, he still could not take the Shvuah.
We wouldn't trust him. So Mimele, there is a good story to say that when the Torah said Kiyuv Zeh, the Torah had reference only to the case where the Chiyuv of 50 is established with Doras Baldi. So, and then you cannot say, what Svora is there? Why should he Doras Baldi be the Chayil Shvuah and Agoda Zeh not?
The whole Chiyuv Shvuah of the Mikdash is not something that emanates from Svora. It emanates from the Prophet.
But Kasha of the Gemara is, why do we have to resort to Yalfuse? There is no, Mr. Svora, there is no reason in the world to limit the application of the Prophet to the case of Doras Baldi. But since his mama Torah, so choshed amomen was choshed ashvuah. So in the there is a good reason to
assume that when the Torah says Kiyuv Zeh, the Torah has reference only to Idah Mikdash,
not to Agoda Zeh. There is a good reason. Since there is a good reason to say to limit the posik to Idah Baldin. So Mimele, even, so there is no posse that Agoda Zeh in Mechayel Yishuwe. Since there is no posse that Agoda Zeh in Mechayel Yishuwe, so even there is a chedesh, when the Mitzias changed, and Choshed Amomene was not Choshed Ashuwe Zeh, Meir Chatei Zeh, could there be a Chiyuv Shvuah? We couldn't create a Chiyuv Shvuah. If the Torah doesn't say it, so there is no Chiyuv Shvuah. Mr. Asvore, we cannot establish a Chiyuv Shvuah. It's only the posse that establishes a Chiyuv Shvuah. The Pasuk does establish a Yishuah, in which Pasuk he was there. But the Gemara Kasha was, why should we say Mr. Asvore that the Pasuk of Kiyuzeh is reference only to Doras Baldi?
The Pasuk of Kiyuzeh, we should say, is reference to Doras Baldi and Agoda Zeh.
So now the Gemara says, no! There is a good reason to say that the Pasuk of Kiyuzeh is reference only to Doras Baldi. Not to Agoda Zeh. Why? Because Agoda Zeh is Mama Tidora. But Agoda Zeh in Martel in the normal situation, so he was Choshed Ashvuah. He was Choshed Ashvuah. So there is a good reason to say that the Torah in Kiyuv Zeh is reference only to Doras Baldi. So Memele, even if the Pasuk in Kiyuv Zeh is reference there in Doras Baldi, so we have no Pasuk to that is Mechayel Yishuah in case of Agoda Zeh. So if we did a Zachemin where we could trust him, but there is no party that is Mechayim but Yishuah. So then, Rabchina deduces it from a Kalachemia, that there is a Yishuah. Not that the Kalachemia tells us a psychological phenomenon. Kalachemia doesn't tell us if it's a psychological phenomenon. The Kalachemia only tells us that Al-Pedin is Chayim Yishuah. And if Al-Pedin is Chayim Yishuah, so even his mama didn't tell him he was Chayim. But if he couldn't swear, so it's like he got left. Who is the meaning of Mikdash, he can't swear. So then we have to discuss what Halacha would be. So it would be Tolu, the two Mishenas in Teisve, further that pain, Midraise, where someone is a Choshut, so what does it mean if he can't swear, he's higher and he can't swear. So do we say, Midraise Yochel is a Mishalim or is he a Spotter? But Mechuyah Shui is. So even this man, so once Rav Chiya deduced to a Kalachimah, that Hagodah Zeh is Mechayel Yishuah, so that Chiyuv Shvuah took effect even with Mamas and Torah. And even in the normal situation, even the situation where he was Choshed Ashwe, there was a Chiyuv. The Chiyuv Shwe did take effect. But Bez, we couldn't accept the Shwe. So what was done? So that depends upon the two Shins. But the Chiyuv Shwe is the weak. But with Mamas and Torah, even though there was a Chiyuv Shwe, but we couldn't impose the Shwe upon him. But the Deres Achim was in the seed. Human nature changed.
The Mitzvah changed. So maybe because that moment it was very much that Shmuel said.
So maybe we can impose this way. We can impose this way. This is what Rav Chaim said. So actually, the first thing is mentioned by Rav Gleyer. But Rav Chaim applies it as he tells on the Kash. The Mishay mask against Lashem. How is it Shayach? Look how Lachim are we establish a psychological phenomenon. Whether the psychological phenomenon is that Lui Choshda Shwe say, or the psychological phenomenon is that there is an element of Shtamuti Kamishtame. So Mele is that Yim Choshda moment. But it's a psychological phenomenon. It's not Shaya to say, through Yim Kalachayna we establish a psychological phenomenon. Through Yim Kalachayna we can establish a certain Allah. Not the psychological phenomenon. The answer is no. Through Yim Kalachayna we don't establish a psychological phenomenon. Through Yim Kalachayna we deduce a thing that I'm going to say to Mr. Chayrishu. Because if it has beef which is not as humble as I'm going to say to him. So he's Mechayev Shwe, so I'm going to say to him which is more humble, so he's also Mechayev Shwe. So maybe we deduced our work as a Mechayev Shwe. So he used to be there as a Mechayev Shwe, with Mamas and Torah he was Mechayev Shwe. But with Mamas and Torah he was Choshu. So it's like today, when the Mixed happens to be in Gaza. So does it mean that he's not Chayev Shwe? He happens to be in Gaza, So we have to consider what should be done. Whether it's, well, now there is the Chachomim, Shneigim, maybe. But whatever it is, Midraise. So that too should be stated. But there is such a Chiyuv Shvuah. There is a Chiyuv Shvuah. So this Kalachema, for this Kalachema, we deduce that there is, that I'm going to say to him is the Chayuv Shvuah. I'm going to say to him the Chayuv Shvuah. So even his Mamas and Torah, it was the Chayuv Shvuah.
But his Mamas and Torah, usually, I mean, we couldn't accept this way.
So he didn't swear before, he didn't accept this way.
But Chayev he was. But B'derei Tzachemim, when human nature changed.
So then,
we can impose this way upon him.
Alright. Now this is, in Chilek Shlishi of the Dekalenzi, Simen Lamedzayan,
paragraph 1.
Alright. Komash Malon, Imloi Komash Malon Kalachim. Now let's see the thesis. Loche yesh leila. Uvichule boi do leila. Reik leila. The thesis. Me'acha de mei, im kein emesu, shei chai lo yeniseh.
Vilomo yishba, yeinemom bimige, di nipoi yekif rachim. Umishane de inze on, di ishtamute kom ishtam. Vim teima. So that word, so how the thesis explain it? Thesis explains the difference.
Thesis says, that nadu, is that the second difficulty that presents that disturbed Rabbi was, the second case that disturbed Rabbi was, Monefshah, if we are Heshed in the Bizri Shakir. And the reason as to why he wasn't to Shakir the Hakir is because he doesn't have the chutzpah to be inhibited in the Bizri Shakir Hakir. But we are really Heshed in that he is ready to be in Shakir Mom Chavayel. So Choshed Amomene, we should say, is Choshed Ashwese. Choshed Amomene, Choshed Ashwese. So he says, no, he's not Choshed Amomen because he's Tamudi Komishtam. That's a trash accident. But the teacher says, no. Why did that what the rabbi was bothered, rabbi was disturbed by the second difficulty. One of Shachif, we say, you're the maid, so then he should be Nehemon. Because if he had been ready, if he hadn't been honest, the one of Shachif. If he's so dishonest as even to have the hose to be mishakir before the chaveri, when the chaveri is makir b'shikrei, so he could be mishakir the whole thing. So what do you say? He doesn't have the chutzpah to be mishakir the whole thing. He doesn't have the chutzpah to be mishakir the whole thing. He doesn't have the chutzpah to be mishakir half of the claim either. So the mele is a raya that what he says is emet. Because if he didn't be there, and being Mishakir half of the claim, always involves chutzpah.
So he could have been mishake the whole thing. And he didn't, so it's a guy. That he is on it.
So he should be never be gay. So the answer is no. Because maybe so he says,
Vahai the Khulamar, Tori Mamacha, the amazing Kinemis
or Shekhaita. Well, by the Nigga, by Kivrako,
Shame, they in the order. The Ishtamute Komishtame. The Ishtamute Komishtame. So, in other words, he doesn't require chutzpah. He's not
inhibited in denying his part of the claim. But by way of Ishtamute Komishtame. Vim Tema Kivrako, Nam Ishtamute Komishtame,
they in the order. So, again, there should be Nigga.
Because by Kivrako, he could also.
Hey, Monefsher, if he's not inhibited in denying part of the claim by way of Shabbat Kassamet,
he should not be considered to be inhibited
in denying the whole claim by way of Shabbat
Kassamet. So then, so he comes to the Shuzayonim or Amrach Mekim Hakel.
So how do we know? So Jesus mentions the Raya from the Morin Shuit that even with Amrach Mekim Hakel, we apply the concept of Shabbat Kassamet. Kidomer, we come to the Shuzayonim or Amrach Mekim Hakel, but even in Shuit Hedeh, we should have talked about the Leah and Kiyesh, like,
all of Paul Haderabi or the base for the Nofevi, Mushal
Shamuriko Mishamit, so we see that we apply the concept of Shamuriko Mishamit even the Gabe and Kibahakil.
So since the concept of Shamuriko Mishamit applies even the Kibahakil, so again there should be Migi. Certainly, the Eishleima of Mikol Moke, Hode Yeshesa be Kibahakil, Mikay Vahotzi, Vileke Migi. So in other words, so Rashi, as I mentioned, the name of the Bitalegi, also says like this, but according to Tate's verse, so it's only by way of Shamutika Mishnabe.
So, Hose Yesh Beyeser Bekefer Hakeel, Bekefer Chot. Masheinkin, without Shamutika Mishnabe, without Shamutika Mishnabe, so one has to be the same kind of Chot to deny part of the claim as to deny the whole thing. When it's for the purpose of the firm payment, then there is a difference in the degree of Chot that is required.
Right.
But if it's not by way of Shamutika Mishnabe, so then it requires the same chutz. Whereas Rashi holds that even without Shabbat Kamishtame, it requires a lot more chutz to deny a whole claim than to deny heaven. Alright.
Now, Avla do a seidin de lekele nima, kol kach mishtame,
kibu she kofa hake,
eime, kim de choshed hu migzeo,
choshed mama ashvuet, kol mashlon kal vachinea, the Lord have a gazlem bioch, the ishtamute kom ishtamit. The akeva, the mil, the kosher eid.
The abo gazda amhino ni kamo namo, ni gide choshit, ni kol mokim da matana ashmin, ni amrin o mikau lechem am piru ida.
Now the Maram raises the question against this case. So what does Tehna say? Abo azo asedim lekul mei maroche, mishtamit. Why? Because it was demonstrated that he was mishakit. He denied the whole thing.
He denied the whole thing.
Eime kim de choshed ulik zeyo. So choshed name ashvete. Komashmo kalachimea. Komashmo kalachimea
doi have a gazlem doche.
Di ishtamudi kom ishtamudi. Now we have to remember the thesis is chilek on Rashi. Whereas Rashi holds the generally speaking so migre choshed amomene. Is choshed ashvete. But he is told, no. So the question is, why does things say that the Maram Skashi that is? Komashmo kalachim,
let Avi Gazim Roche, Ishtamudi kom Ishtame.
But the Korin Tesis didn't have to say that. Komashmo kalachim. So the Maram makes a correction in it.
Allah does say to him, Emi Migil Choshin, Emi Komash Kalkhil Amchim, the Kalkash Kalkhil Han Gadim Ochim.
So Chiyim, Do Ho Mifimash Yikos Vatik, Di Dibo Shel Lifleitim, Di Os Kalash Tebi Ochim.
Di Loi Amchim Migil Choshin, Amo Migil Choshin, Ashvui Yase, Have Ole Meima, Komash Kalkhim, Do Amchim Migil Choshin.
Not because he's Tabu Nikom Shinam.
That would be all right if we take this and follow Rajesh.
His face is followed, Rasha Shite, so then it would be alright. But since they say it's really can rush, the face is all that me the Khoshna Mom Loy Khoshna Shwit. And this will be there is some shame is Loy Khoshna Shwit. even with Mamad Mitore, there was no change between Deret HaRishayim and Deret HaRishayim. So the Gemara should say, Kovashel Kalachemea,
for Yamrina Migil Choshe.
Why does Tesha say, Kovashel Kalachemea, Ishtamunde Komishta? ואף שאמס הוא, וגם השתי יאופין כאורחימיה, צריך לראות ולסבור את השתמוד לכל משתעמד, דימוי כי דיפרח מהו הצד השורש שבהן, שכנו זה כאפון, זה פיר חד ומורד, מקום בו כמעטיס את לעד כאשתי באורח. ואילו הייתי מסותי זה שוצאי כל משהו כאל וחימד, לא יאמרי למי לחושב. נאט, ויאמרי לו, השתמוד לכל משתעמד. ואילו עבדי מסתפין להאמין את איתו יסייפר, וכן צורך לידע, כל משהו כאל וחימד. Not go much along. Kalachimia, the Amrim, Shabuik. Now, I think that the Kashi of the Maram is no Kashi. On the contrary, I mean, if we accept the change, the correction of the Maram, then it will be difficult.
Then it will be difficult.
Now, but the Maram's Kashi is. Things which it is, maybe the Khoshda Momma, the Khoshda Shuiz, even the Dinas of the Shaving. So why does Tesha say Kumash of Kalachimia the Ishtamute Kamishtam? Kumash of Kalachimia! Kumash of Kalachimia! That Nigel Choshta Momen Eloi Choshta Shwein! Now, Tesha is Davor, Dafeyom is Bein. And the Gemara, Tesha is the Bramasvo, Dafeyom is Bein. Now let's turn to that Tesha. Choshta Momen Eloi Choshta Shwein. Nira Dahaime Taime, Mishum Dishwue Chmuro, Kibiyise Biyum. ובשווה, שאוהב אמני זזה על היציס ואם תאים מהרים כן, מה היא זזה אם פסו לשווה כי הוא אומר שכנאי זה נזבר איתי עוד איזה מישהו מפורשת לשווה את וערב את הניטווה איזה גזלה אין את גזלה, אין את פרופשנל גזלה כבר לפור So then, let's say someone who been claims $100 of Shimon, Shimon says, I owe you 50 but, two of them come and testify that they saw, I mean, a number of times or even once that Shimon was a god, was a god. So then he cannot swear. He's not never in this way. So what does Chachamim say? The Ruvain, the Tevayah, is Nidvarnik. So we see that the Nidvayit is a godlin, it was demonstrated by a good saying that he was a godlin from before. So then he doesn't swear. Why not? Because we don't trust him. Why? Because he's rogin v'is ha-gezo. But Choshid ha-momen l'choshid ha-shuvim says, so even if he's a professional gather, we should still say, Choshid ha-momen l'choshid ha-shuvim. It's a very strong kashya. So, there are two terutin here in this case. V'yeish le'ima, v'gazlo l'ipostel l'shuvim l'rabonon. U'le'idesu l'ipostel l'raish l'shmaltosh l'shmashay. So this is just the reverse, just the antithesis of the possible terror of the case that's mentioned that Gimel Medveis is in connection with Rashi. Now, there was a kashi against Rashi. There was a kashi against Rashi. That how can Rashi say, Migil Choshamo Choshashwui say, Migil Choshamo Choshashwui say, so basically it tells mention the possible terrors, which is rejected. But that possible terror says, the Midir is only shaming me, with Mama Pitoz, Choshamo was Choshashwui. But the Midir is Achrimi, so Choshamo is, so the Isagelbo became cow, so Choshamo so there was a great discrepancy between the regard that the average person had for the Isagedo and the regard that the average person had for the Isashwe. So then Choshda Momene was Loi Choshda. So that teret assumed that on the contrary this Mama Kiteri was Choshda Shwe with the right thing. And later generations is Loi Choshda. This there, the first question here, I think, is that Seyom and Deis, says just the antithesis. That the Gazlan reposted, so Bizma Matito, Midiraite, so Choshid HaMomen is Loi Choshid HaShuete. Even a professional Gazlan is Loi Choshid HaShuete. Hashem came later on, Rabbon, the Chachomim said, Choshid HaMomen is Choshid HaShuete, by Gazlan Gomu. Ladies of the Postum of the Raise, Mishum, Altoshes Choshet. The Ashley Poshi, Mishim Rab Rabbi the Hoshi. Hot the Hoshi, the Momene Kosher is Fue, Mishum Shemua, Mishue, Difres Migeni. So the first washing takes it, that they is, that Midraise, a Gatwen, even a Gatwen Gomo,
is wo ich hoche das schon.
Und ich kann denke ich schon. And the second character is no. Das wie der Reise in Kaschwen Gomu is hoche das schon. But there is a difference between one who already was demonstrated as a Gazlan and one who was not demonstrated as a Gazlan, but we are chesed him. Maybe now he's trying to become a Gazlan.
יש מפורשים בשם הרב רבי לחוסד. הוד לחוסד המון מנקושו ישבו אל, משום בשם הרב ישבו אל נפחש מגזר. אבל גזלן, ודאי כמו שממומן אין פרס, הוא עדים ישבו. ולא כושם ההור היה דעתי בבעידור חרופרי עיניים. עמי פרסות.
ובחנוך פרי, צור, צור, ובדעור חרופרי, צור, חרישאו, משהו נפחש על ישבו. ובחנוך פרי, חרופרי, צור, חרישאו, משהו נפחש על ישבו. ומה שמשאו על ידים, אין השם המעלת.
דאו כל כך נשאר עמי פוסל
סוב ולוי כושם ההוא ראי את עשית בי יוכל תרפי מנהי סוב גמור עשה זאת איס פוסל איס פוסל לשווי זאת גמור את הדבוב זאת גמור את הדבוב סוב גמור עשה when two aiding testified against this ראי that he ate up two So then the Gemara says that he was choshed on Shure. But why? So why don't we say that Amai Posol, the Bahal of Prejo Ochus of Oshalim, Mashor Yifes al Shure? So over there we cannot say it. Why? The Mashor Mishalim al Deidi means Asho Be Mahalye, the Alkoch Mishalim. But in the time they came up because the Posol is. Now what does he say here? There is a very profound psychological insight in this chariot by Arab Lajid Ochus. Now, he says that when if a person is already in Gazlan,
and he has the consciousness of being a Gazlan, of not being a nice man, every criminal, no matter how addicted he is to crime, but he still has a conscience.
So why doesn't he do tshuva? Why doesn't the criminal do tshuva at all? I mean, every person is capable of doing tshuva. Why doesn't the person, I mean, there is, the conscience of the person naturally bothers every person. So why doesn't the criminal who is addicted to crime, why doesn't he do tshuva? The answer is, he feels, I'm a lost soul already. What's the use? Some melee, it's very difficult to deter a person who already has addicted himself to sin. Because he says, I'm a lost cause. A lost cause. I mean, the Gemara says that Baruch Acher, that Rebbe Leia recommended him and urged him to do tshuva. So Acher said that he heard the bas call. He heard the bas call. Tshuva, tshuva, chutz me'acher. So I heard from my father, the Chaim Avraham. Midrashi, he said that such a basco couldn't have come out. I mean, how could a basco come out against one of the sages of Torah? I mean, the tshuva is effective for everyone. The basco said, shuvu shuvu afilu acher, but he didn't hear it well. So he thought that the basco said, shuvu shuvu chutz me'acher. But that's the reason as to why a person who addicts himself to sin doesn't do tshuva. After all, I mean, doesn't the conscience bother him? The conscience bothers him. But he starts rationalizing because he wants to commit avera again. So as an answer to the admonition by his conscience, so he says, I'm a lost soul anyway. I mean, what's the use? I already did avera. So that is shayach. So that's why he says, if somebody was already demonstrated. Of the agent that he is a Gazlan. So then we don't impose a shvur upon him, because this person is so corrupt, he addicted himself to the Israel of Gezel, he is not likely to be deterred by the shvur, because on the contrary he'll say, why shouldn't I swear falsely? After all, I mean, even if I don't swear falsely, but I must anyways, I might as well swear falsely. I'm a lost soul anyway. So that's why we say, Migid Choshed Amomene, I mean, so we say, Gazlan is Choshed. Mashiach, in the case, let's say, of an Idah.
when he dechel testifies,
let's say like Nasra de Ralaf, like Nasra de Ralaf, so what happened there?
So he was chayt with a piece of silver. He was chayt with a piece of silver. And suppose he would say,
Loichatze,
the dechel testifies that he did well. And he would contradict the dechel and say, no, I didn't well. So he would have to take Yishuah.
But Monef Sheikh, how can we give him Yishuah? What will the Yishuah accomplish?
If this person is an honest man,
so he wouldn't lie to be honest.
And if he's not honest, so we see that if somebody who turned out to who was demonstrated as the Gagler is ready to swear falsely too.
So Monef Sheikh, if we are chesed him that he's not honest, that he didn't grab
his, but he grabbed his friend, so maybe he should be ready. So the answer is this. Since there is a litigation in regard to this Nasra, and if Bezdin will impose his way upon him, so then he might be deterred and he'll say, after all, I just grabbed it, but I didn't retain the possession as yet. So let me confess that it was not my piece of silver, and then I'll be deterred from the Easter of Shui and from the Easter again. So I will not be lost so. So that's why we say that Fu Shui, since this is the first act that he is ready, we are chesed. We don't know whether he's telling the truth or not. Maybe he's telling the truth. It could be that he's telling the truth. And the other fellow is lying. But we don't know. So there is a possibility that he is not telling the truth. That the one, the chetiv, is not telling the truth. Now, if he's not telling the truth, so he's getting now on the road of sin. But which way he'll be deterred? And he will not start driving his car on the road of sin. He'll be deterred. So the neighbor, Masha'i came to work.